Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Coming up this Sunday, you're not going to want to miss it. The Race for Catherine is back, 5K for Kindness. Joining us, it's Catherine's mother, Jenny Hubbard. Jenny, first of all, do they ever give you a break? Do you ever get a break? You just put on this massive, beautiful butterfly party in honor of your daughter. And I think you said 15,000 people were there. Oh, my gosh. A
lot of people.
How many animals were adopted?
More than were on the green. There was like 200 animals there, and 245 actually found homes, because a lot of people loved the groups that were represented and then went back to the groups after the fact.
I love that party.
It's right? A great party. And If you're not familiar with Jenny and the incredible work she does, her daughter, Catherine, we lost her in the Sandy Hook tragedy. Catherine loved animals. And the butterfly party is an accumulation of all these organizations and rescues to find homes for them. And I can't believe people come from out of state to check it out.
Washington, D.C. to Maine. The butterfly party is free to the community. Nobody pays a dime. Everybody's welcome. And it's that way because, one, sponsorships of the event. But then things like the Race for Catherine. Race for Catherine is a true fundraiser. It's how we support all of our programming.
Okay.
And you know what? I love to, like, I've done the Race for Catherine before. I've been out there, and it's such a great bookend to what you guys do. It's like, you know, the season's here. It's just the perfect timing. It's a nice road race. It always ends up being a beautiful day.
Yep.
You know, the temperature always seems to cooperate. Like, it really is just a fun time, and it's in the same space. So you're in Fairfield Hills, And again, it has that energy of the other event, too.
You're right. It's like the perfect bookend.
Yeah.
Because the butterfly party sort of kicks off the season.
Right.
And then the race is just a nice way to give back. And mile two, it's a beautiful vista. It overlooks the mountains of Newtown. So you get all of the leaf peeping and...
That helps running.
It does.
It's like if you're on the treadmill and you're watching your favorite terrible television show. This is better for your soul.
Sure is. But also, you don't have to run. You could walk it if you want. I mean, I would stroll it is basically how I would do it.
You can stroll it. It's so the 5K for Kindness, it's virtual and it's in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can join anywhere, anytime, Friday the 11th through Sunday the 13th. We've got people that actually trot it out on their horses.
Oh,
we've
fun.
Got a couple people that golf it out. They do 3.2 miles. They don't care what their time is. And then at the actual race, we have walkers and runners and strollers. So there's rescue groups that are going to be there. Two groups will have adoptable dogs. And then we have animal ambassadors that are going to send the racers off. And so the big question of the morning is, do you feel like a falcon or are you a tenacious tortoise?
Oh.
And it doesn't matter which one you are, because they're both really cool animals.
Yes.
So are you going to be fast and furious, or are you just going to be steadfast and get through the finish line? And there might be a prize for the tenacious tortoise, because we love them all.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, runners, they'll show up for anything, a great cause every time, right? And yours is, of course, a fantastic one. But, you know, the weather is perfect. The course is really nice. And you guys have a lot of goodies for them, too. Like, you know, there's the race bibs, which I know people love. Medals. The swag bags are really, really decent.
Yep. Everybody gets a t-shirt. Everybody gets a finisher medal. Our sponsors have gifts for runners. I'm not going to give away the surprise, but the race bags are packed.
Awesome.
And then every runner, every racer, walker, even the kids in the Kids Kindness Dash, their breakfast is on us. So we'll feed you. And it's not just your bagel and some cream cheese. It's a full-on spread.
Yeah, I want to actually talk about the Kids Dash, because this is a family-friendly event. This is something you can definitely bring the kids to. You want them to be involved to it. Some of these races are very serious, you know.
Yep.
But this is more about the celebration of family and the animals.
Absolutely. It's a day to really enjoy each other and raise some money to help care for animals.
And I think that you can find out what this community, what this movement, what this legacy for Catherine is really all about. And that's kind of the thing that sweeps you all up, because it is a feeling and it is a great group. You can register now. Where do they go?
CVHFoundation.org.
Okay. And you can register right up until the day of, too, as well, until 8 a.m. this morning, because I know sometimes, you know, runners don't know which way they're going to be able to go or which way they're going to be able to make. But, I mean, it's going to be a fantastic event. Virtually happening Friday through Sunday this weekend, and then the in-person race is happening this Sunday.
It's all going down at Fairfield Hills Campus in Newtown. And again, that's CVHFoundation.org to sign up. The Race for Catherine 5K for Kindness.
Thanks, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you.